What is up, pizza? It's Corey Vincent here, and you are listening to Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com and Corsair Gaming. What you're about to hear is not a standard or typical episode of Video Game Bang. Instead, we are going to be replaying our live panel from Sac Anime a few weeks back. It was such a great turnout. We were thrilled with the amount of people that showed up and supported the VGB. And we look forward to doing this again at the next Sac Anime and many other cons up and down California. So if you missed this one, don't fret. We will be traveling. We're taking this show on the road. We will see you in a city or con soon. On the panel, we had Steven Gutierrez, David Webb, Aaron Carter, and myself, and it was tons of fun. It's a Q&A type session, so get ready for any and everything that these people could throw at us. Lots of interesting scenarios, some weirdos, some very intelligent gamers. Everything in between is all in this episode, so I really hope you enjoy it. We have a lot of stuff coming out of Sac Anime as well. Aaron posted a video to the YouTube channel. If you want to watch it, you can go to our youtube.com/thevideogamebang. One video I made will be coming out on Nerd Reactor's website. You can check them out on YouTube/NerdReactor. It's a lot of goofiness, you can call it. Or don't. I'm not your dad. I guess I can't tell you what to do. If you also want to help support the show, you can support us on Patreon.com/VideoGameBang. The studio has taken its toll on the financials, so we are in recovery mode right now. Your monthly donation will go towards helping cover our internet costs. It'll cover our Adobe costs. We're doing a lot more video editing. We're doing a lot of multi-track recording now in Adobe products, so that's where your money will go. If you're already a donator, thank you. You guys are awesome. You're why we do this, and we are going to celebrate you throughout the show as you deserve to be celebrated. But like I said, this is an amazing show. Get ready for it. And if you want to see it live, like I said, keep it locked. We're going to be doing this a lot more often.
Welcome to another exciting episode of Video Game Bang. Video Game Bang. Your weekly source for all things video game. Featuring your fearless hosts, Corey Vincent.
I'm pretty much Microsoft and Marvel. The cans are on. It's when ish gets real.
People get shot during the day.
And Aaron Carter.
Buy the armor, I equip it, and it's like Pink Thong, the guy that delivers vending machine items in my job. He can play the Rhino.
Fill up your Mountain Dew and grab your Doritos. It's time for Video Game Bang.
Yeah!
Sacktown, where they lay the Mac down, is according to Tupac. Was that Tupac?
Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shakur.
Maybe.
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis. When I was flat broke, man, I couldn't picture this. We are Sacramento's number one video game podcast, The Video Game Bang, brought to you by NerdReactor.com. What are you reacting to? That man knows. I am joined by, of course, my very good friend, my co-host, the Golden Voice Gangster, the otaku from Kotaku, the senpai from Grant High, Aaron Carter. You like that one?
I do like that one. I do like that one.
It's very hard. Approval. How do you feel being back at our third Sac Anime?
I think it's our third.
Our third?
Third. We've been here three times, and it keeps getting better and better.
Hold on. I'm getting another call.
Uh-oh.
Hi.
Is that them again?
Are you guys here? Hello?
Raise your hands.
You're about to get the I don't know.
Hi,
who
how's
you
it
are.
Going?
Give them their phone.
Good. Would you like to get your phone back?
Well, you'll never see it again.
No, come to panel room. What room are we in?
306, right?
306.
All right.
306.
Sorry, guys. This keeps happening. Did you do your thing?
Oh, no, yeah, I did my shtick.
Okay, he's done.
It's good.
And then we're also joined for the first time by David Webb on the ones and twos.
What's going on, everybody?
Steven, the Goots, Gutierrez.
That's going to stick now, thanks.
It's going to stick.
What's going on, everybody? How's it going?
And I'm your host, Corey Vincent, and we are the Video Game Bang. So what do we got, Aaron? We like to do this show. We got giveaways, all right? So there's a line right there with a microphone. I know how it goes in these smaller panels. You guys don't want to get up and stand in the line, but we got free things.
That man knows what we're talking about. Yeah.
He knows what's going on.
Free stuff.
We should also mention that we are recording this. So this is going to be on the internet, on the live. Well,
yeah.
That's our hype man right there.
You could replace Steven if you keep that up.
Good Lord.
It's going to be a lot of fun. Get up. We like to do open forum. We ask questions. We talk about video games. Tell us. We got a question already. Absolutely not. Actually, if you ask a question, I don't care. It's on the internet.
So just do it in the form of a question.
Yeah, just do it in the form of a question.
Like Jeopardy.
We have a volunteer, everybody.
Come on. Don't be shy. Is his microphone on?
His microphone's on. Sound guy?
Sound guy.
Sound guy.
I can't hear you,
sound
sorry,
guy.
In this giant room.
It's fine. I understand. Oh, is it on?
There he is.
Okay. Should I just ask the same question that I did? Or?
No, ask a real question and then your shameless plug.
Yep. Okay.
There you go.
Real question for all you guys, I guess, would be, what was, it's like a two-formed question. The first form of it is, what was the first time you were introduced to video games? And second, what was the first game you ever played?
Who wants to take that one first? I will. So, the first time I played video games, of course, was just regular old Super Mario 1, because I'm like 400 years old.
Woo! Super Mario 1!
NES for the win!
But I remember my mother hooking the system up, and then whenever Mario had to get over something, doing this all the time. And she failed every single time. Didn't matter.
Wait, did she fall or did she fall in the game?
She fall, you know, in real life.
She would trip over. Okay.
It was real. The graphics were really realistic.
Oh, man,
back
I died.
Then. Like, it's crazy. But that's not when I fell in love with video games. No. Okay. That would happen years later. So I'm a pass. I'm a pass to the next person.
I think my first game was, I don't even know the name of it. If you guys can name it, I'll give you a prize. It was the old baseball game on the Sega Genesis where you play as robots.
Somebody knows
Sega.
Out there.
Somebody got
I know that. Nintendo. I don't know Sega.
Yell it. Come get your prize, sir. This is an exclusive Disney Infinity 3.0 piece of artwork, concept art that we got as an exclusive at E3.
Was that at E3?
We stole it.
E3 stole it. It's a real deal.
But I played that game for hours. I hate baseball. I think it's stupid. But if you put robots in anything, I'll probably play it.
Robots Gardening Simulator, 10 out of 10. Game of the year.
Yep, there you go. Yes. And do your shameless plug and get the heck out of here.
Okay, shameless plug is my YouTube channel. It's youtube.com/doublexbutler. I make countdowns and reviews about
All right!
Check
go
it
to
out.
His website.
Plug.
Oh, Joey! Clap for this man. Clap for this man. I got a special prize for this guy.
I have a serious question for you guys.
Okay.
Okay.
We got
what's
serious
your,
answers.
What's your game of the year so far?
Oh, man.
Ooh.
Fallout 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to come out today.
You played Fallout 4?
And we already know it's going to be better than anything out.
Game of the year. Already?
Already.
Oh. It's this.
Metal Gear. I heard a Metal Gear out there.
I'm going to say Batman. Batman, the latest one.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
a contender. That's a contender.
Show me Batman.
That. Very good.
Okay.
BGB. All right.
Can I get a little show me Batman over here?
Yeah,
jeez.
Show me Batman.
It's a second. Damn.
Not on PC. So you discount it because it's not on PC? Oh, they came out with a patch just recently. And they took it down. Well, PC is terrible anyway.
Just mod it.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta do. Fix it. Have modders fix it.
Game of the year, Corey?
You see, that's an unfair question. There's so many I can't even choose. But all of them, I'd say Fallout Shelter.
Yep.
I've put more hours. I don't care. Okay, other games are better. People put more time and money and budget. I've put pound for pound, minute for minute, most time in a Fallout Shelter. So it wins.
We got Batman.
Yeah, that's game of the year right there.
I'm
already.
Batman.
Yeah.
This is Batman.
All right, next question, right?
Hold on. And this guy's prize. Hold
on. Yeah.
It's a farming simulator hat. I did. There you go.
There it is.
You know, actually, say what you will about Farming Simulator, the booth babes. Oh, my gosh. All right, let's go.
Can you hear me? Awesome. So I'm an aspiring game designer, and I was wondering what your guys' thoughts on VR was, like modern VR technology, if you had any crazy experiences, whether you think it's going to kick off or just kind of die in the dust. So.
How much time do you have?
That's true.
I kind of just want a prize.
Who's done VR on the panel? Me and Aaron?
Yeah, we've done VR at E3, yeah.
Yeah, we've done VR together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, hell of a drug.
Oh, my God. You haven't lived until you VR'd.
Right? There's so much wrong with that sentence.
Like, I can VR for a good 12 hours.
No.
You're talking about video games.
I played one VR game at E3. No, I played two, actually. I played one, and I felt so sick. Now, E3 is known for partying, and I did drink a lot the day before. So maybe that's what threw me off, but I felt so sick. I felt like I rode roller coasters for about 6 hours. And then the next day I did an NVIDIA one where they actually did really top of the line. But it wasn't a game. It was just like pushing you down this really cool alleyway. And then there's like a trash can flying by your head this way. And then there's a girl over here screaming and running this way. And then a giant beast in the middle of the road. It was slick. It was really good.
But here, what's your favorite game?
My favorite game?
Yeah, just any game off the top of your head.
I play rhythm games, like, VR is kind of a ways away.
Could you see something strapped to your head for the amount of time that you play that game, though?
Oh.
That's basically what VR is going to be. So if you can't sit and play a Madden game for a certain amount of time with that on your head, or League of Legends with that on your head, then VR is going to be bright for a little bit, but then go the way of the dinosaurs.
Wow, that's a bold claim,
after
sir.
People break their necks.
Sorry.
I don't think it's for our generation.
No.
I think we're too old. Well, okay, this generation up here. We're old.
Yeah.
And my eyes are not acclimated.
We don't 177
years old. 177
years old,
yes.
Maybe the little kids are going to grow up and VR is just going to be their thing and they're never going to leave the houses, you know, but we're too old.
You don't see the future where everyone's walking around with a headset on?
Probably.
Getting hit by buses,
yeah. Probably.
It's going to be like that movie Surrogates. Everybody's just going to lay in bed and like control robots to do everything for them.
Who we got?
Hello. I have a question for someone in here. There's been a rumor that someone has my phone in this room.
Oh, that's you!
Hey!
We found the man.
He got a phone. That's probably the best prize. Yeah.
There you go. I love how when I first did that little thing, when she called, it was a girl, and she was like,
tackle you.
I'm freaked out and handed it to the man. I was like, you call this freak, and you deal with him. Thanks for showing up.
What else was he going to do?
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, wow. So help her.
Pick someone, be a gentleman.
Fix that mic.
Thank you, guy with the hat. Clap for a guy with the hat.
Thank you. So if you were to be sucked in any video game, what would it be and why?
If we were going to be trapped in a video game?
Yeah, you're going to be trapped in a
good
video
Lord.
Game.
Oh, wow, that's sadistic.
Oh, that's easy, though.
Candy Crush?
Hell no. Have to wait 24 hours just to do anything? What the hell's wrong with
I'm
you?
I'm so hungry. You got to wait another 6 hours before you get more candy.
No, you just ask for tickets.
Yeah, you know, it's like you'd be diabetic the whole time. So no. Fallout. I'd have to...
You're a glutton for punishment.
I have to live in the Fallout universe and kind of just roam the wasteland. And plus, I didn't see that many black people in Fallout, so I think I'd be unique in that area. So.
Raise the ratio?
Yeah, no, it's all right.
What you got, Webb?
I'd be Batman. I'd be in a Batman game.
You'd just be a generic citizen, though.
Batman would just punch you in the face.
You'd be the guy that Batman runs over and pushes, you know, like that random NPC that just
eventually,
gets
and then he goes down and then I just snatch his suit and I'll become Batman.
Said no NPC ever.
Really?
You were the NPC
I'd
of our
like,
group.
I'd be like Aaron's
unique
Batman. Yeah.
The slowest Batman.
I'd be the one NPC.
Okay.
All
right, let's go down to the Goots.
Wow, that's tough. I would probably say Farming Simulator because guaranteed to eat something.
You're not guaranteed because if you suck at farming, then you just, it's Dirt Simulator.
I'm Mexican. It's in my blood.
Okay.
Wow. Yeah. T-shirt.
That's
confirms
good.
All racists.
Oh, that's Romo.
Pretty much.
Okay. What is your favorite console to play on?
Xbox One.
Ooh.
Aaron, why don't you tell them what consoles you own?
The Nintendo 64.
There you go.
Yeah, Nintendo. Say that man and that woman knows what I'm talking about. Yeah,
cruising down the street in my 6.
Exactly.
Phone. What about you, Webb?
Webb
is
over
there. Steven.
Webb is over there.
Xbox One, absolutely.
Oh yeah, because the answer. What do you got, Steven?
Well, I bought the Xbox One, so I got to support it.
I think that's how a lot of us feel in the current generation of consoles.
It's how many people have Xbox One in here? Like, how many people have Xbox One?
PlayStation 4.
And then PlayStation 4? Wow, it's more PlayStation people. Good Lord.
Damn, Gina.
With you?
That woman. Thank you, Pam. Thank you.
Is her name really Pam?
I have no idea. That's what I'm talking about. N64. Four players, co-op. That's what I'm talking about. Birthplace of Smash Brothers.
Thank you.
Mario Kart. I'm sorry. Are there any games out now that are better than those games? Exactly.
All right. Thank
you
so
much. If I can drop this mic without me being muted, I would.
I have one more question, but no shameless plug this time.
All right. Okay. I like it.
What are you guys' thoughts on Kickstarter games like Ukulele and the Castlevania one, stuff like that.
Spiritual successors?
Yeah, spiritual successors that are Kickstarter.
That are not done by the actual developer.
Again, how much time you got, buddy? I don't... If it was... Okay, so what's Mighty No. 9 is one of them, right?
Yeah.
That's what you're talking about? I don't like the idea of him asking for money for something he could have done on his own. Because I don't think the guy who created Mega Man, which is a hit sensation, right? Is hurting for any type of cash. Like, he's got the funds. If he wants to go off and do his own indie project, he can go off and do his own indie project. Asking me for money for that, then, like, yeah, no.
I think give you what he was talking about, though, with the banjo one, though.
Like, ukulele.
Ukulele.
Yeah, the thing is, like, they don't have money. Cause
oh, that's
they,
fine.
I get what you're saying. Like, Mega Man, he has, like, tons of money. He could have just
done
that himself.
And people have been wanting a new banjo for so long.
Yes.
And it's like, all right, we'll go do it by ourselves.
Except Nuts and Bolts, but we don't talk about that one.
I think that one with ukulele is probably what Kickstarter was made for in the beginning. Not sick kids in wheelchairs. It's for getting us video games.
Wow.
Good question.
Yes.
I see some displeasement in the audience with my answer.
Everyone's rolling.
That man.
Okay, let me lay out the scenario. The world's going to hell in a handbasket.
Already
and
is. Oh, continue.
Even worse, like zombies, aliens, all that you can think
Donald
of.
Donald Trump, yeah.
So, my question is, you have three video game characters to help you survive. Who are they?
Ooh. That's good. Three video game characters to help me survive.
Mario, Luigi, and...
So then you're dead. dang, that's a tough question.
Steven, what do you got?
I'd probably say Solid Snake.
You're
dead. Good one.
Before he turned 90.
Oh.
Damn. Mrs. Pac-Man. Because she's hot.
I do like the bow and arrow.
Hey, who said disgusting?
Oh, walked away. Said I am finished with this.
I am out of here.
I don't
and Lara Croft from the new Tomb Raider.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Actually, that was a really good choice.
That's not bad at all.
Damn good choice.
Solid Snake's a man.
Oh.
That is true, yeah. Corey, you got one?
I'm trying to just think of, like, I kind of don't want to pick people that are super overpowered because I want to have some use. I don't want to just be the sandbag that
you're going to be.
Goku is carrying around on his
you're
back.
You're going to be. So, I mean.
Not if I choose correctly.
Wow.
Webb, while I think, you go.
Oh, man. I was counting on you to answer first so I can think. Let's see. Mario, because he can eat mushrooms and gain more life. So
he's high all the time.
That.
I mean,
doesn't matter. He has life.
Okay.
So that's. Oh God. I'm gonna steal Steven's Tomb Raider. And
thief.
That's it. Just me.
Okay, I'm gonna choose The Witcher. He's gonna be my muscle. He's gonna get things done.
People
good
like
choice.
That. The people like that. Yeah.
For the brains, I need a brainy person. I'm gonna take David Ng over there, the sound guy. And I need comedic relief, so I'm gonna bring Crash Bandicoot. There we go. Prize. Oh man. Disney Infinity 3.0.
Ooh,
Mulan.
All right.
I don't want to throw this at you. I'll throw it at you.
Oh,
whoa! I owe that guy.
Jesus, he killed that guy.
That was a good
World
question.
Star.
Good question, Raven.
Okay, so. You guys, I mean, someone already asked, the best game of 2015, what's the worst game of 2015?
Oh, man. I haven't played too many really terrible games.
Yeah, I don't know. Nothing was really that
Destiny
bad.
Was the last year, right?
Oh, no. Yeah, Destiny was last year.
Yeah.
Destiny was last year.
That rolls over into this year, though.
Yeah, Taken King.
Oh, yeah, so Fallen King or something King, Crappy King. Yeah, Destiny's a terrible game. Anybody Crappy still King? Playing Destiny? You can be honest. We won't throw you out.
Exactly. There's only like...
Really? Why do you still play that game? Can someone who plays it and really likes it come up to the microphone?
No,
we
want
to tell you your games suck. No. And offer you alternatives. See, no one even wants to stand up for that game.
Everybody's scared.
I don't think anything just yet.
She does.
If she does, come up. Come up. Cut the line.
Cutsies.
You really brought her up here to tell her game sucks?
Yeah. That's
it. To her face.
Hey, what do you like about Destiny? Why do you keep playing this?
Well, I was a Halo fan.
Talking to the microphone, sweetie.
Oh, sorry. I have a loud voice. You don't need a microphone. I was a Halo fan, so I felt like a lot of the same things rolled over into Destiny, and I liked the multiplayer action, and I'm a girl, so... You
just read the back of the box, didn't you?
No.
I love multiplayer action.
No, I actually typically don't like multiplayer unless it's like Halo or Call of Duty or something.
Okay.
And I kind of felt like this did more options for you than what we'd seen before.
Well, you're very sweet.
You're fine with the repetitiveness of it?
Huh?
You're fine with the repetitiveness of it?
I was a preschool teacher, so repetitiveness works for me.
Okay.
So, you know.
She's been mentally prepared.
Well, they do. I like that they have special events at certain times, so sometimes you have to really work and put in effort to gain some of the more harder like weapons and stuff. So it's not like just always easily given out.
So you're all about that grind.
But have you played like World of Warcraft beforehand?
I was a game master. Does that count?
What master?
Game master.
Oh.
So
no.
No, it doesn't.
That sounds really impressive, though.
Yeah. Game master.
You should be doing the panel.
Yeah, I know, right?
I am the game master.
Game mastering is when you have a character in MMORPGs and you go around and you kind of help people or you keep them in check or, you know, you kind of take their items away, make sure they're not scamming or make sure they don't have
my second guess.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
All right, give her this thing. All right. You had a lot of guts.
So, to answer the previous question, worst game, Destiny rolls over into that.
Yeah, I'll second that emotion.
It was so bad, it gets
so
serious.
Bad.
Farming Simulator. Joey here did a review of Farming Simulator, and god awful.
Is that why he's wearing the hat?
Yes, that's why he's wearing the hat, yes.
It makes him feel sexy.
All right, man, thank you for the question. What do we got?
Oh, somebody's got to help him out.
Help the guy out. Come on, where's our guy with the hat? There you go.
Thank you. Hat is like a lifesaver.
If you were any Five Nights at Freddy's character, which one would you be?
Five Nights at Freddy's character. Did you see how old we are? We don't play that game.
Not the security guard, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Probably go with the fox. I don't know his name.
Foxy.
Foxy.
Got to go with
was
Foxy.
Was that the furry and the fox, the one that you screamed at? Okay, he said, no, it wasn't me. Those guys are so nice.
Foxy, yes. Yeah. Foxy.
The bear.
Freddy.
Is that his name? Fuck. Why did I just say Freddy?
Name is literally
because
the game.
So it's Five Nights at his house?
You're at
He's a boss?
You're at like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's like Chuck E. Cheese?
Yes.
Yeah.
Does this game frighten people for reals? On your phones, or do you guys play it on bigger devices?
On our computer.
Because I can't see playing my phone and be like, oh, shit.
PC.
Okay, that's probably where it's at then.
It's a popular game.
It's a popular game?
Yeah, with the kids.
All right.
Yeah.
And
Barry.
We got more. Yes, you're doing my dirty work. Look at this cute kid. Hand this cute kid a picture and not get arrested. Beard people. Clap for the beard.
Yeah.
Okay. It took them months to grow that.
Like, I will never support you in anything you
My question is, which recent game, 2014 to now, on any PC, it can include VR or computer, would you recommend others to play? And list up to five games.
Good
list
lord.
Up to five games.
I don't think he's so demanding.
I don't want to make it too long.
Fine.
All right, let's go. He's going to Steve Jobs
it. Smite. Okay. I would recommend that.
And what do you play it on?
The PC. Or the Xbox One, if you have that.
Okay. But you don't have one.
Smite.
Yes, Smite.
Doesn't
have Ark. I'd probably recommend
really
that
good.
One on the PC exclusive. Okay. Look, Ark. That man back there.
He gets it.
Exactly.
Stegosaurus.
What else is a good one? Project Cars.
The Racer?
Yeah, I guess if you're a racer. The car soccer game.
Rocket League?
There we go, Rocket League. That one, that is a good one. That is definitely a good one. Was that okay. Four? What was that?
That was plenty.
Four. And then Fallout Shelter.
Okay.
Fallout Shelter.
Damn, yes. That's a good game.
Okay. Thank you.
No problemo.
Okay, I actually have two questions.
Oh, no, we only give you
greedy.
One.
Aww.
I'm just kidding.
Go ahead.
First question is, if you were to be stuck with any game character that just appeared randomly in your room, what would you do?
Ooh.
Wait, what happened?
If you're stuck, I'm just channeling you. A video game character pops into your room, what do you do with them?
What do I do with them?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to play Magic the Gathering.
Should I keep this PG?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, PG.
I mean.
So that means male shirt.
I did say Laura Croft earlier. Don't want to.
Character pops up into your room. That's a creative ass question.
Can I say Chung Li and we fight?
She would destroy you.
Yeah, you'd die.
She probably would. She's got man hands.
She's got man legs. What are you talking about? Like, she can kick the crap out of me. But I wouldn't dislike it. That's the thing. He knows what I'm talking about right there.
Oh, what's going on? Jay Gist over there. Clap for this guy. He puts on the best video game tournaments in Sacramento for fighting games. Awesome. What do you got, Webb?
Gosh, I guess it would depend on who it is. I mean...
Well, of course it would depend on who it is.
Yeah, some Five Nights at Freddy character pops into my room. I'm jumping out the window. I guarantee you that.
I'd do some shrooms with Mario, brother.
Steven?
What?
Who's popping in your room and you're doing what with
them? Oh, yeah. You want me to...
Can you repeat the question?
I plead the fifth.
What are they for fifth? What's number two?
I would...
go ahead.
Yeah, probably... We'll just stick with Lara Croft. You can use your imagination.
He's going to raid some tombs.
Keep it PG.
And the second question?
Yeah. If you were sent to Five Nights at Freddy's, the fourth one, would you survive?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I would.
I'm fat and slow.
Animatronic,
so
yeah. I no.
I'd survive. Yeah, and I'll tell you why. I will be the NPC that walks by and never goes inside. I'm not going in there. Hell no.
I'd probably just start doing the robot. Hope like he'll pass me.
Just blend in.
Just like oh. I'll probably die.
No.
I'd die.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't play any of them, so I would probably survive them all because they're stupid animatronic things. I'll kick them in the face.
Bam. He's literally right there.
God damn,
in front
he's
of
scary.
You.
I could take him. All right.
Five Nights at Freddy's.
That was popular. Good two questions. Somebody?
Give the nice lady a freaking thing. I don't know. But it's exclusive from San Diego Comic Con. That's legit. All right, what we got next?
I love the costume.
Oh, yeah. Oh, are you the one I yelled at out there to get off the floor?
Yeah.
And you were the one giving me the crap of like, I'm not going to get off the floor.
I was comfortable.
And here she is.
And here she is coming back.
Here to
What's
yell
up?
At you.
I was wondering what's your favorite video game storyline?
Ooh.
Damn. It wasn't that intricate, people.
No, that's a tough question is what it is.
Oh, no, easy.
Pokemon.
Mass Effect.
Pokemon Snap.
The Mass Effect storyline 1 through 3 until the ending, of course. But that's a really good storyline. You know what I'm talking about, or you just had a question? No, that wasn't fixed. That was
a piece of duct tape.
That was still, yeah. But Mass Effect, good story from beginning to semi-end. It's about 89% good. No, I'm pretty sure he died, yeah, and that was it. Yeah, spoiler.
Why can't
Peter
into the Matrix die anymore, man? Leave him dead.
Yeah, he's dead.
Let's kill your characters. What Game of Thrones, right there.
Favorite storyline, Webb?
Probably the Tomb Raider, the new Tomb Raider. That was one that I was really hooked on, and not for the reasons that Corey's probably going to start saying.
I can tell you one I hated, the Mortal Kombat. Yeah.
Wow.
Sorry, Scorpion.
Pissing off everybody.
Get over here.
Jeez.
Stay over there, please.
He's going to come uppercut you.
No, I'm serious, though, I love Mortal Kombat storyline as a whole. I was always a fan. That's the reason I chose Mortal Kombat over the other fighters, because I love the movies, even 2 was okay. And then I thought they did a phenomenal job in 9, and then they come back and give me this bullcrap for X, and then at the end they're like, oh, by the way, we're saving the cool story for the next one. You guys know what I'm talking about, huh? Yeah. Where they save that awesome scene at the end, which is better than 3 hours worth of bullcrap I just played. bullcrap. Sorry.
I don't think you know what that means.
I don't.
Yeah.
What you got, Steven?
The only thing that's popping up is Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
I almost teared.
Yeah.
And then I shot some buffaloes. That's good.
That was a good one where... Oh, I don't want to spoil it. Can I spoil it?
No.
The game's been out for
like
10 years.
No.
If you haven't played it, stamp of approval.
If you don't want it spoiled, cover your ears. No one cover their ears. The guy dies. All right? The guy dies.
Those were good, too. The Walking Dead, the Telltale games, yeah.
The only thing that pissed me off about those games is there's like certain events that have to happen. Like I wanted to... I don't know if anybody's played it. I'm going to spoil. Carly... pissed me off. I like try to rewrite history. Couldn't do it. Couldn't save it. Tried. I can't.
I think if I have to say favorite, Dragon Age is really good.
Dragon no. Age.
What do you mean no? Okay, here's the interesting part. Dragon Age is probably one of the best games ever, in my opinion. And
no.
The only reason Dragon he will not down. Play it is because of one minor story adjustment, like in the first one, right?
Yes.
You guys, who's played Dragon Age 1?
It's a, oh, so they all
if you
know
haven't,
how terrible it is.
By the next
is.
Year we come back, you put your hands up when
What's
I ask
up with those
the
controls?
Again.
Yeah.
All right. Come
it's
on.
Strategic. Anyways.
Strategic crap.
There was a part where to join the Grey Wardens, you have to drink the fluid of this god's sweat or something like that. And then
that's
if
disgusting.
You don't die, you join
it's
the
disgusting.
Grey Wardens. A guy like... He's like, I have a family and kids. I can't do this. And he decides to run away, and then they murder him. And Aaron's like, well, if they're really good guys, why would they do that?
I'm going to join the murderers. Silence, yes. No.
He knew what he signed up for.
No.
Yeah, you can't draft dodge.
No.
Muhammad Ali.
The first guy drank it blindly, died. The second guy was like, yeah, no, I got wife and kid to go take care of. I can't do this. Why not just let him go?
But it was important to him because he would not play anymore.
I literally turned the game off right there.
He did.
It was done.
Question. The reason they don't let him run off is because they now
he knows the secret of how to win the reward. Who the hell is he going to tell? His wife and kids? Is that what's going to happen? Well, not
he's
anymore.
He's
going
to post it on his blog?
Yeah. He's going to do a podcast about it all of a sudden? No. So it's just like, oh, okay, the innocent guy wants to get away. No, we can't let that happen. Let's kill him. And then the third guy, who just saw one guy die from drinking and another guy just get killed by his friends, we're just cool with that? Oh, yeah, now.
Thug life?
Yeah, see, no, yeah. But
and then you get to be
the writer made it. The writer made it to where, okay.
We got another question like this.
After. You're the player. You survive no matter what. You have no choice.
That would be a shitty game if, like,
that's stupid. Why couldn't I choose not to drink it? And then a whole other storyline of them hunting me down or something like that.
Yeah.
I might as well. I think I will.
Let's take that question over there.
I think I will
make
my
own
game.
Push the mic over. Then obviously you get a quest to kill the
guy. Who's
going to
believe him? He's drunk.
Thank you. One, he's drunk. His life is probably, he's probably going through some type of midlife crisis anyway. That's why I joined them.
We're putting way too much thought into this guy's life.
Right, next, yeah.
And come here,
he's
a little SpongeBob toy for you. A little plankton.
That's awesome.
Plankton's a life-size plankton, actually.
Why do we lead with that?
Huh?
That's a good game.
That's grand prize material right there.
You know what?
Knowing your opinion on Kickstarter, what's your opinion on Shenmue 3?
Is it ever going to come out?
They kickstarted it.
Made $1 billion in 24 hours or something like that.
I didn't get to play the first two on, like, what was it, Dreamcast? Is that what it came out on? Mm. I've heard good things. I've seen not good things, so I don't know. I guess I'll play it when it comes out. But
Social media is a weird place because I followed this thing on Twitter who, like, it was their life goal to get a new Shenmue. Every single day I'd go onto Twitter and see a new thing, like fan art. It's like, Shenmue's going to come back. And finally, when they made this big announcement at the E3, and they're like, Shenmue's coming back, bitches, and you guys got to pay for it. They flipped out. I was like, oh, God, I can't wait to see their tweets. They're probably so happy. They raged so hard. Oh, it looks so stupid. It's not the way I pictured it in my brain.
That's what
I expected.
Are you
excited for it?
I haven't played Shenmue. I just think it's crazy that they put so much money in Kickstarter for it.
It's like $5 million, right? Or like something like that.
I think they raised like $3 million in 2 days.
Yeah, it was ridiculous. So with that money, you should make like a HD remake of the old ones to catch people up that haven't played it. Well, it's been like
HD 20 remakes. Years. Isn't there enough of those?
Known as
Dreamcast
now.
That's a long period of time though. That's like
Because he hasn't played it, right?
Years,
and you're what, like 13, 15?
Then just go buy a Dreamcast, kid.
I'm 16.
16? Well, that was YF. But
he was just a thought when that game came out.
It was
a glimmer in his daddy's eye.
Somewhere else.
Also, who's the best smite god?
Ooh.
Oh.
Thank you.
Thor.
No, not Thor.
Yeah, he is. That escape with that hammer. Bam.
If you had to choose anyone, I guess, for beginners to people that are like masterful at the game, I would probably say Ymir and just freeze everybody for like 5 minutes. And then
I like Scylla.
Scylla's pretty good. Scylla's pretty good.
She's creepy. Wow, you can tell who the legal entity mother jerk is.
Good question.
That's good questions. Next.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a bit close there. So is it safe, before I start my actual thing, is it safe to assume at least half of you are Metal Gear fans?
50%?
Fourth.
So 25. Just you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy. Well, so are 25%. We all at least aware of what's going on at Konami with Kojima and all that?
Oh, yeah.
With him leaving and everything?
Huh? Yeah, did he leave or was he?
He left and got fired, essentially.
How does that even work?
The story.
It's kind of like, I'm going to leave. They got upset, fired him.
No, you're not going to leave.
He wanted to leave, and Konami was like, no, we're getting rid of you.
Oh, okay.
So I wanted to actually talk a little bit about, I guess I'm going to have to talk directly to you, man.
Wow.
So,
all right, screw up. Face. Get out of here.
You remember how everyone was really upset with Ground Zeroes, how they were saying it was a demo and stuff?
Yeah.
So I've started to think that Ground Zeroes might have been Kojima's big middle finger to Konami for a few good reasons. I think he knew he was going to leave Konami, and they weren't going to let him publish any games with his name on them ever again. So he released Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes so he could say, I released Metal Gear Solid 5 with my brand on it. And
It's a pretty good theory.
And a reason behind
this. Conspiracy game bang.
Hold on. And a reason behind this is if you play through it and you get to the extra missions, Deja Vu and Jamais Vu, you get a rifle with a black light on it that erases logos like the one that Skullface had.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And when you erase, I think, two of the old Metal Gear games that Kojima was directly involved in, Kaz pops in and says, you can erase the emblems, but you can never erase the memories.
Wow. I've actually seen a video of somebody doing that on the YouTube, of course.
Yeah.
On the YouTube.
So I know what you're talking about, yeah.
When I actually, like, beforehand, you know, you play it, it's just something in the background, it doesn't really matter. But after all this stuff played out with Konami and him kind of having this falling out, I just kind of looked back on that and thought, he knew it was coming, that bastard.
He likes to foreshadow a lot of his stories, so his life is probably no different. He saw it coming and did all that stuff in his games, and then we saw how it played out.
If he doesn't end this question, I guess, and that's just a theory. A game theory.
You're talking to the wrong guys. You gotta find that guy.
I'm not game theories. Anyways, you know what? I'll end this in a question. What do you think of the change from David Hayter to Kiefer Sutherland?
You know, at first I was upset because Hayter's been a staple of the Metal Gear franchise this whole time. But as playing the game, I like it. I like Kiefer, he did a good job. But I'm still, like, I haven't beat the game yet. I still have hope that we'll hear his voice, like, in a cameo of, like, Solid Snake or something. That's my theory, is, like, at the end, you'll see Snake infiltrating Mother Base.
Well, I know.
I haven't beat it, so I don't know. Don't quote
neither
me
have
that.
I, but David Hayter's been denying all participation.
Well, Kojima
in the
denied that he was going to come out with another game, so.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, that's so suspicious. He doesn't do that. He's anyways, that's, I'm done.
All right, give this man a shirt. Good question.
Here you go.
I think about 3 o'clock.
All right.
I have a question about a horror movie. I mean, horror games. which horror games have you played, and which one is your favorite out of all them?
Horror games.
Can I answer first?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Dead Space 1. It's probably, when I first played, like, I don't like horror games at all. For one, I get creeped out. I can't even play Friday Nights at Freddy's. Don't shoot me. But yeah, Dead Space 1, I was able to play the whole thing through, and I almost pissed my pants like 40 times. So good playthrough. The other ones kind of ventured out of that scary horror genre, but number one's a must play. It's good.
There's only one right answer to this question.
Yeah, you're right. Resident Evil.
Nope.
Two.
Nope.
Raccoon City Tales.
Nope.
Did I butcher that? Was it Raccoon City?
Is it
yeah, it was pretty
Silence?
Bad. No, it's...
Yeah, Raccoon City Stories.
A game on the GameCube came out a long time ago called Eternal Darkness. Yeah. Sanity's Requiem. Thank you. Thank you. They had like a sanity meter that would play with your game. You would think flies were going across the screen. Your game shut down. You thought you lost all your data and you'd freak out and then it'd scream back at you like, what the hell? Your head would explode awesome. Randomly. Like, it was by far one of the most scary. And then it had like all this H.P. Lovecraft type of connection with it. And I had to turn it off a couple of times. Only because I had to go to the store. It wasn't because I was scared.
He had to change his underwear.
But then when I came back, I played with the lights on. And then, so yeah.
It was what about that Silent Hill demo that was like a giant tease to the face?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hopefully they fully go through with something like that. But I think the whole motivation with that is lost. I think they're just done. Web, any horror games you play?
I don't like horror games. All right. The closest one would be Slender Man. Oh, wow. The only one I played.
Thanks for the question.
This is my... I never heard of Video Game Bang, so I decided to come check you guys out.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love video games, and I was wondering, have you heard any rumors about the new Mass Effect Andromeda? I mean, I played 1 through 3 of Mass Effect, and I decided to stop midway through Mass Effect 3 because I did not want to do the ending.
No.
I just made up my own ending.
Finish the game. Finish the game.
No, don't finish it.
I want Garrus and Shepard to stay together forever.
Andromeda is going to be completely different, though. You know that, right?
Yes.
Like, none of those characters. It's going to be a whole new... Yeah. No, it's going to be a whole new thing. But I don't know. You still got to finish. You got to finish. And as hard as it's going to be, I guess, to lose your favorite characters, if they do, because you can kind of control some of that. You got to finish the story at least.
I'm a perfectionist. I got to do every single mission, get the points, get the perfect ending.
You'll get a decent ending.
Decent.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You'll get a decent ending.
And for the remake of Mass Effect series for Xbox One, do you know if they're going to create they have Dragon Age Keep.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I get tired of playing Mass Effect 1, 2, and 3 just to start a whole new game. And new characters, everything. I get tired of that. So I just hoping, are they making like something like that for the Mass Effect, Mass Effects?
I haven't heard anything about an HD remake yet for the latest consoles. It's still kind of too soon.
And they may be just got over.
They may be still just like focusing on Andromeda right now.
They may not
prize.
Because of the
dang it.
The
no
backwards compatibility. So you'll be able to play Mass Effect.
Dang, that was the most mean. Just take your prize and get the heck out of here.
Thank you very much.
No problem.
Hey, I'm up here.
Hi.
What's up?
Nice to see you guys
again.
Hey, what's up?
Nothing much.
How you been?
Just too busy, you know. So my question is something I kind of ask a lot of panels, but it's interesting to get different perspectives. How do you feel about women in video gaming, such as developers, voice actors, their characters that they're playing?
Inferior, all of them. No.
Wow.
That's not quite where I'm getting at.
Okay.
As you see a lot of games with women as protagonists or antagonists, they're very sexualized or they're not wearing appropriate costumes for the things that they're doing, you know, like they're killing zombies in a miniskirt and a tank top with their boobs flying out.
That's protection enough.
That's not realistic.
I'm just saying the bitch needs to invest in a pair of jeans or something. So my question is how do you feel about the change in the voice of women saying that they want to see more
women in these characters, like, represented more fairly or not so sexualized? Like, what's your view on women in video games? Like, I noticed you guys don't have a female panelist.
Oh, no, yeah. We,
she's right here. She was offered to be on, but she was scared. She's shy.
Aww.
Say hi, Larissa.
Hi, Larissa. It would be amazing to get your input on some of the stuff, because I think women have a different
view
on. Do you want to
get a microphone real quick?
Come on down.
Larissa, everybody.
I'm okay with the whole sexualized thing of women in video games, which I'm totally fine with, but I also support the role of women being the strong character. I prefer to play video games with women lead characters, but I'm okay with kind of both if the story's good. I just feel like they need to put out more games with substance and time, whether they're male or female, don't really care much. I just want a game that I pay for that's worth it.
I guess my take is, like, we have, like, which I loved Bayonetta, but that's, like, the biggest thing that I, you know, can, like, factor in is that when she's doing her super moves and all the stuff, her clothing is her hair, and she's playing around naked.
Yes.
So why don't we have an option with guys that do the same thing? Like, if we're going to sexualize women, why don't we sexualize men and make it equal? I don't see a problem with sexualizing it as long as it's equal across the board.
Have you seen a man's body?
I'm not.
It looks like this.
Okay. But
that's
you're not
what you
gonna
want doing.
As good as you're going to get.
But you also see a main
when
character.
When Honda does his move, you want that skirt flipping all the way up.
Why not? I mean, no one wants to see flying balls, but just saying, you know, why not equally sexualize men and women?
When you look at the main male characters in all of the big video games, they don't look like any of us on the panel.
Whoa,
they always got like a six-pack.
Six-pack Joe.
Yeah.
They're probably good looking.
So that, I mean, what he just said.
Meet lots of girls.
It has to kind of change from the top point. So the developers are all a lot of male. And their audience, what they think their audience is, that age between 12 to 35-year-old men. So what did they, majority of them, like? They like Bayonetta's hair to go away and her clothes to be not existent.
So I guess if there were
female developers from a female perspective, they would most likely put more of that, you know, strong female presence in there. Because to me, like, you have Tomb Raider, but that's still kind of from a guy's perspective of what he thinks.
It was written by a woman.
Yeah.
But is that from a woman?
Yeah, it was written from a woman, yeah. And that's one of the reasons why it did so well, is because at least she's addressed appropriately for her tasks.
Yeah, well, not that appropriate.
Some of those death scenes kind of border a little weird, kind of, but, you know, other than that, it's pretty legit.
Camilla
Luddington?
But they, I mean, because you have female developers like, what's her name for the Assassin's Creed?
Jade Raymond.
And, I mean, I don't know what her influence on any female characters were in Assassin's Creed, but, I mean, there weren't a lot of overly sexualized, unless they were, like, prostitutes or something like that.
Well,
you know,
I'm not saying all of them. I'm saying there is kind of a trend moving towards that.
And
needed. But compared to how it used to be and now, how do you guys feel about the trend?
Well, the best female gaming developer is clearly Zoe Quinn.
It's positive.
She's awesome. Right.
Yeah, it's
definitely positive. It's just going to be a longer process to get equal, if anything, if we can get to that point, you know. But it's definitely, I mean, I don't see anything wrong with it. I don't, you know, care to see all that going, because there's always going to be those games that if I do want to go back to that type of stuff, I got that library already, so there it is.
It's been done.
It's in my closet or under my bed or whatever, you know.
All right, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, get that lady a prize.
Go, take the mic.
Okay.
Now you got a freestyle.
So, question number two. I want to be a YouTuber. I do record videos, but they suck. So, what desktop, microphone, headset, and recording software would you advise?
Corey, that's all you. And David.
Yeah.
Okay. So, what was the question?
How to be a better YouTuber, equipment, software.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, you don't have to spend a whole bunch of money to up your game, but if you can sound good and look decent, you already set yourself so far above a lot of the other people doing it. So affordable things are like Snowball by Blue. That's a super good microphone for a budget for just USB. And then for a camera, the Logitech C90s, super cheap now. You get it for like $60, full HD quality. It's what we use in our new studio. So I would definitely do that. But you'd want to look good, you want to sound good, and you got to interact with them peoples.
Yes. Social interaction is definitely, like, if somebody leaves one comment on your video, write them back, you know. Like, if they said, oh, you suck, like, hey, thanks. Thank you. Thank you.
We had a, when we started early off in our podcasting career, kind of, we did something, and we were pretty dumb when we first started. We're still really dumb, but we were really dumber. And we kind of called out PC gamers. That was a big mistake because you guys are very mean.
That was not a big mistake.
You guys are very mean on the internet. I'm sorry.
I don't give a shit.
So we called them out a little bit, talking about consoles versus PCs and kind of playing devil's advocate, and they came at us hard. Shut your face.
We recorded on an N64.
You got a question? There's a mic. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wait, what many memory cards.
64 of them, to be exact.
So then the answer to the question is, get with that guy there in the suit, and you guys can make videos together.
He's wearing a suit. And he's got to know everything.
Just keep making videos, no matter what. If you feel like you're not doing anything, it's not working, just keep making videos. Sooner or later, you're going to make one that hits. And people are just going to be like, you know what? Hey, look at this. And you're going to spread like wildfire. So just keep at it.
We made this community angry, and they kind of fired on us. Like, it was very nasty. And I'm like, oh, God, should we quit? I'm never going to do this again. I'm done. I hurt. My feelings are hurt. I'm sensitive. And Aaron jumps on Twitter. He's like, give me the Twitter. That was my Aaron impressionation.
That was the worst Aaron
give me my Twitter.
What is he, Rocky Balboa?
That's perfect.
Yo, Corey, give me the
so
Twitter.
He gets on there, and he just starts replying to everyone. Like, he does not care. This guy has no shame. I'm a sensitive little girl. He's just numb. The insults.
There was a bunch of like your mom jokes.
Oh, there was a lot of your mom jokes. And
he lost, but if you ask him, he won.
Oh, no, I didn't lose whatsoever. How dare you?
He lost.
I had like 50 tweets at me, you know, questioning my intelligence and my mother's, you know, private
integrity.
Bits.
And,
what did you guys say to PC gamers?
Oh, I just said PC gamers suck compared to console gamers.
That's all he
said. Do you see how there was gas in the room?
He said there's only 15 PC gamers in the world, and they all work at Dell. That was the quote.
So in my defense,
it wasn't even a good computer company.
In my defense, I've met 8 of them, of the 15, and they all confirmed, yes, we work at Dell. So when they got online and was like, oh, you're stupid, Aaron, and all this type of stuff, I was like, well.
That was a nice one, actually.
I mean, they opened the door, so I had to walk through it and talk to every single. But yes, talking to people, what he was trying to, even if they say bad stuff, still talk to them. I mean, they're not going to come to your house.
You guys keeping up with the Jimmy Kimmel stuff? Anybody see all that? Yeah. Strong feelings out there. Do you guys think he was wrong, or do you think he was right? If you guys think he was wrong, raise your hand.
So Jimmy Kimmel kind of did.
You think
this
he was
thing
right?
Where he thought people watching video games, like on Twitch and stuff like that, were kind of, that was a dumb concept and stuff like that. So he kind of said they were idiots and all that type of thing. And the internet replied back how the internet replies back to things. And
pretty much told him to get cancer and
get
die.
Get cancer, yeah. AIDS. Like, yeah, they told him, a whole bunch of death threats. And so.
He said, don't start your car in the morning, I think is one
yeah. It's a lot of that type
very
of stuff.
So his driver started it. That was.
Yes,
may he rest in peace. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Yes.
Thank you. Okay, so. Oh, well, hello.
Is that an eye patch you're wearing?
Yeah.
Seems exhausting.
I've been wearing it the entire con. I'm used to it.
Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, my question is like, what is the weirdest, most odd game you've ever played? Like, borderline, not really disgusting, but like, weird. Just like. Hard to play because it's so.
Oh, hard to play. Odd. Oh, okay. My mind went
other places. It's odd. It's like, why was this made?
Ooh.
Jeez.
So there was this pigeon dating simulator game.
Oh, I know that game.
Yes, and I see that we have some pigeon daters in the house. Pigeon that's what daters. I'm talking about. Yeah.
That is a weird game.
And I would say that's probably the weirdest one because when you get rejected by a pigeon, that's pretty. That hits home, yeah. It's just like, well, I might as well go jump off a bridge somewhere if I can't even get with a pigeon. Good Lord.
Eagle.
I didn't even go.
Eagles are easy, bro.
We can't all get eagles.
My sights weren't that high, you know, so I was trying to shoot low for the pigeons, but.
My friend had a crush on the blackbird.
Really?
Yeah. That's who she was going
for.
Well,
yeah.
See, the biggest of the Blackbird?
Yeah. The blackest of the Blackbirds.
Once you go Blackbird, you don't go back.
Any strange games you guys play? Can you beat pigeon dating?
I know. Surgeon Simulator is pretty weird. But no, that's I can't beat pigeon dating.
I can't. Yeah. I'd say probably the weirdest would be Auto Dad.
The one I want to play is I Am Bread.
I Am Bread seems pretty cool.
That seems kind of weird, so I want to play that.
If you need a name for the pigeon dating simulator, it's called Hatoful Boyfriend.
Hatoful? Hatahole?
Hatoful.
How to hold?
Full.
Hat
like
to hold
full.
Where
like
to bowl?
Hato, Hatoful.
Whack-a-mole?
Yeah.
Half to full.
Sure, let's go with that.
Okay. All right.
Whack-a-mole dating simulator. Check it out.
I would play it, though, guys. It was actually entertaining.
It
Smoke
looks
a bowl. Let's go play it.
That's... No, that is definitely not it.
The views of Thank Corey
you.
Vincent.
Thank
Next.
You.
Reflect video game bang.
Thank you. I'm a PC gamer.
Ooh.
So now you know 9. And I love Destiny. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I've never played Destiny. It looks like crap, though.
Yeah.
So I was kind of late to the game, and recently I played Bioshock Infinite, finally played the game. Oh, no, don't clap. Actually, no, this goes right to the point. So was ready for, like, the best game in the world, right? It's like 99.9 on Metacritic or something
but
ridiculous.
89%, yeah.
And maybe it was because I just finished Bioshock 2 because I kind of played them all straight through. I was so unimpressed with everything but the story, which I admit was, you know, pretty good above average. But the gameplay sucked, running around looting trash cans to basically be able to play the game and get, you know, stuff.
Uh-huh.
Was, yeah, basically a five-hour game is just stretched out by looting trash cans.
We did that in Streets of Rage years ago.
So my question is, and you can comment whether you think I'm totally wrong about Bioshock Infinite, but what game have you played that's similar to my experience recently, you know, was like everybody loved, but you just were like, don't think it was crap, but you're like, this is like a 7 out of 10. This is not a, you know. Thanks.
That would be Deadlight for me.
Dying Light.
Dying Light.
Yeah, we were playing that game together. I'm like, dude,
they were
this
all
is so
loving
cool.
It.
He's like, I'm not impressed.
That I couldn't.
That's my errand.
I couldn't stand it for some reason. I was like, I've done this before. Kill a zombie here, run there, and I'm kind of over it.
What about DayZ? You getting another one?
I don't get survival survival zombie games. Like, I'm just supposed to exist. Like,
yes, and survive.
I exist already. Why would I want to go and do that?
Because you're better in the game than you are in real life.
Now, if there was like an army of zombies coming at me in DayZ or something like that, then I can see. But I see a zombie in that game like every 5 years, and it's just like there's no threat here.
Except
why am
other
I
humans.
Doing this?
He doesn't like Walking Dead either, so go ahead and boo this movie.
Don't even get me started on that piece of crap.
Yeah, no Walking Dead. I quit.
That's
crap. It's
Thank
a crap
you.
Show.
Thank you, Jane. Thank you. Thank you. Exactly.
Why don't you like Walking Dead?
Because it's the same thing every season.
Yes.
They find Sanctuary, it gets messed up, they do it again. Exactly.
Yeah. And then they you have can a watch quota. The first like 3 minutes of the episode and the last 3 minutes, and that's the
you
whole
You got
episode.
The whole season, yeah. And then I don't like the fact that they have a quota of black people and they have to rotate them out every single
No, we got way
season.
Too many. Time to kill one.
It's just the like, oh, we got four.
How do you want to kill this one,
we
guys?
We can't have four of them out there. Let's go in and shoot that one in the face. All right, let's go next.
How about a revolving glass door?
Like, what was his name? Malcolm in the Middle? Or not Malcolm in the Middle.
No,
what was
Everybody
his
name? Hates Chris.
Everybody Hates Chris. I literally called his death as soon as he got introduced on the show. I was like, well, he's dead. And
I was telling him, no, dude, he's going to last. He's going to last. And then as soon as they were like, he's going to be a construction worker someday, I was like, oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Give them hope and then take it away.
They
That's
gave him
the
a,
whole thing for
they
the
gave
show.
Me a reason to
That's,
care about
and
him.
And it's like, I'm not going to watch that season in, get my hopes up, and then boom, you know.
It's like life motto.
That's
Give
no.
hope and
like,
then take
no.
it away.
So, yeah, Walking Dead can go. And then this new one, what is it? Fear of the Walking Dead?
Fear of the Walking Dead, yeah.
Well,
For
yeah.
what? For what? Why am I going to watch how...
Because you got to see how it all started, man.
Why? I know what's. I know exactly where it's going. There's going to be zombies. The zombies win.
Spoiler alert.
So if you watch Fear of the Walking Dead and you think humans win, are like, oh, yeah, they're going to win. Let's root for the humans. They're not winning. Why?
You see the chaos unfold.
What's going to be different? No. That
That's
is it.
True.
So,
it's like for four episodes. And
yeah,
it's supposed to
so what
again.
He described, you don't even have to watch it anymore. He just described it. Do you have a favorite character on the new one? He's dead already. Called confirmed. It right now.
So in The Walking Dead, though, he is.
He lied to you.
What do you want,
he
man?
He lied to you.
You want to kill characters or not kill characters? Because you're confusing me.
He lied to you. They're going to have a child. It's going to die. Next story. Sorry to spoil the party, everybody. Thank you for the question, though. Thank you awesome. For the question, though.
All right. So, have any of you played World of Warcraft?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
World of Warcraft, yes.
What is your least favorite expansion?
Least favorite expansion?
All of them, because I had
Panda
to buy them.
Bears.
Yes, the Mist of Panda Bears.
Mist of
yes.
Pandaria. The Mist of Panda Bears.
Mist of Kung Fu Panda.
The Warlords of Draenor. Just
you didn't like the Warlords of Draenor?
No.
Well,
yeah, they're coming out with Legion. They're bringing back Illidan.
The only reason why I would say I can tolerate those, even though they're like kind of time-traveling and it gets all weird, I didn't like pandas because, to me, pandas don't seem to fit in that world. It seemed like there was one panda already, and everybody was like, oh, we need pandas in the game. And then all of a sudden, Jack Black is on board to do the next expansion for the rest of it. So if they were maybe more less played down pandas, and maybe we had like a different race that seems to fit in there instead
like,
of pandas.
Like black bears?
Black bears might have worked.
Black bears? The black bear expansion.
But yeah, Mr. Pandaria was probably the one I'd like the least. Lich King was good, though.
Lich King was my favorite.
Yes, there we go.
Clap
there
for the go. Lich King.
One man. All right. But I quit way before all that stuff anyway. Yes, I did. Yes.
Okay, so what would your favorite first-person shooter game be?
Halo. Next question.
Halo? No, not next question. There's I got to go back to Nintendo again with Perfect Dark. That's Woo! My... At least we have two people. All right.
Yeah. It was better than GoldenEye.
It was better than GoldenEye.
No, it's not.
Whoa.
Whoa, whoa. Let's have a debate
hold on,
here, people.
Hold on.
Let's not divert to chaos.
Hold on. Hold
We're
on.
We're not coming through pandas.
Chaos. Chaos.
Hold on. Because to even compare...
I'll be on the side of GoldenEye, you be on the side of Perfect Dark.
You've already lost then. So Perfect Dark has everything that GoldenEye had and more.
No.
Yes.
Without Odd Job.
So I don't understand how you can say, that's like saying, oh, I got cheese in my hand. And it's like, oh, I got cheese and crackers. We're like, oh, okay.
And what? Perfect Dark didn't look blocky.
Kind of it did, but it was still a good game.
Can you karate chop in Perfect Dark?
You can karate chop. Can you disarm okay. In GoldenEye? Can you disarm in GoldenEye? That's a no. That's exactly what
That's
that
all
is.
You could do. Right. I would just run up to people.
Perfect Dark, though, to answer the doctor's question.
Oh.
I know who you are.
Okay, I'm going to ask one more question because I have to go.
Okay.
My question is with... indie games now much nice being bet. Much overshadowing even some AAA games. What would you guys say for each of you is your favorite indie game?
Ooh.
Oh God.
And then
why is that a thinking question? Jeez.
Do you
well,
know
I don't
many
have
indies?
One that jumps off the page. I'm really excited yeah. about an indie game coming out.
What
yeah,
is it?
No, it's a tough one.
Eon Altar looks Ooh. Like it's going to be a really good
that
game.
That does look like it's going to be a very good game when it comes out.
I know, my yeah. favorite indie game off the top of my head.
But that pigeon game, though.
that was an indie? I thought that was EA.
Goat Simulator.
I wouldn't put it past EA to release that.
I might have to give that one the old
You'd have a
seal
pigeon
of
game
approval.
Every year.
Yeah.
I think indie games... Man, what's my
cough,
favorite?
Cough, cave
what's
story, th- cough, cough.
One that really kind of freaked me out was, damn it, what's that one?
Shovel Knight?
No, it wasn't Shovel Knight. You know what I'm thinking. Come on, just tell me.
I don't know.
Just keep listening, I'll tell you.
I like,
okay, when did it come out?
I like 1001 Spikes.
That was good. That was good.
1001 Spikes.
Oh, wait, Super Meat Boy? Binding of Isaac? Are either of those?
Super Meat Boy? No, I did like that one.
I didn't play Binding of Isaac either.
Oh, I did. It's awesome.
I didn't play that.
Next. So heard.
Okay, well. Bye.
I can't even think of.
All right. Thanks for the question.
Game.
Great no problem.
Thank you.
Okay, so first thing, I've never heard of you guys. You guys are cool and you guys are funny. So thank you. You guys are awesome.
Thank
so
you.
I have two part question since a WoW question got asked. For you who are keeping up with the game still, what do you think about them with Legion and bringing back Illidan Stormrage along with bringing the Demon Hunter class to be playable? So thoughts on that?
I think the Demon Hunter class, because a few of my friends, I've gotten out of the game. Like, I haven't played that in so long. But I know it seems like it's one of those things where they're scared of it because they're screaming outside.
It's a riot. Those two guys fought over
it. It seems like one of those things that's just to draw people back in to the game. Like, oh, you've put it down for a while. Hey, we got a new class for you to play. But you can only be dwarfs or something like that. Yeah. So we'll see how it all turns out.
Okay, for the second one, for the side of AAA horror games, how do you guys feel if you've played, seen, or heard of Until Dawn for the PlayStation 4?
The horror game, right? The, yeah.
Yeah.
What's her name? The actress?
Hayden Panettiere.
I played for that. I mean, there's a bathtub scene in it.
Yeah, so. they picked a good scene to, like, say, hey, you want to play this game with Hayden Panettiere? She's in a bathtub.
So, I mean, that's good. So,
yeah. Yeah, I know.
Why
was
there a guy?
Like I said,
yeah.
Do you want to see this in a bathtub?
Shh, that's our secret.
But do you think it's cool that they added the whole butterfly thing effect, where your choices actually do matter?
Well, to be seen, because if you ask Telltale, they'll tell you that in our games your choices matter. They don't matter for nothing. Everything
couldn't save Carly, damn it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. See.
I don't know. You have
looks
to, like,
good. If you want your choices to matter, play Dungeons & Dragons. Like, God.
There you go.
Until they can nail it in a video game, like Eon Alter might, going back to that indie game.
They might.
They might. But
most likely
play
not.
D&D. It's just gimmicks.
Thank you.
Yep.
So, Assassin's Creed Syndicate's coming out soon. And I'm just wondering, do you guys feel like Assassin's Creed Unity kind of ruined the series with how buggy it was when it first came out?
You could have the best game in the world, 10 out of 10, put all the best voice actors in it, have $1 million budget, and then if it comes out the first day and it's buggy like Unity was, or even the Master Chief Collection was, or that one stretch, it's like nothing came out working, you might as well just jump off a bridge.
Yeah, I'm still finding bugs.
And I'll probably still buy the next one. But
I'm
when
still
I do,
buy
I'm going to be
Syndicate,
pissed.
But
I'm not going to like it. I'm going to put it on the
but
counter.
I'm gonna
yeah, I'm going to buy this.
I'm not going to buy it. No, I'm not going to buy it. Sorry.
Thank you.
Unity didn't put a bad taste. Did it put a bad taste in your mouth?
I didn't put Unity in my mouth. And
you could.
Last one I played was the Liberation. That was the one.
Oh,
with
Aveline de Grandpré.
Yeah, with the female lead. There you go. See, I play games with female leads too.
Well, that was interesting too, because you found it interesting in there how it was a black female lead character, female, so we don't get that very often. But in the game, they were treating her as if she was just a normal, like, it was supposed to be in times where racism was rampant, and she's getting invited to these.
Now? Like, what? No, it was like more slavery time, but they didn't really notice her for some
reason.
She
goes into a dinner party, and the white guy's like, oh, would you like to sit down right here, ma'am?
She was
wearing a white
mask.
Would you like iced water?
Like, where's my drink? Why didn't you come in from the back?
We asked the voice actress about that, too. She was like, you know what? I never thought about that.
I think it was just probably because Canadians made it.
Oh, yeah, it was a Canadian. Yeah.
There nice.
Was no racism in Canada.
Yeah, they're so
you're
nice.
You're like, what's racism?
Canadians are so nice.
Eh?
All right. Do you think Twitch is going to kill out YouTube, or YouTube's going to kill out Twitch?
YouTube's going to murder Twitch.
Yeah. I haven't seen anything different, though, so far.
Look at the E3 coverage. It was night and day. You go to Twitch, you could tell they're catering to different people, because when you go to twitch.tv or whatever, and they're covering it, like, they'll show a trailer. And one guy will be like, oh, that game freaking blows. And, like, it's like regular street hoodlums is what it's like.
Does that deter somebody from watching it on Twitch or something
like
that?
Well, then you go to YouTube, though, and then YouTube had, like, a dude in a suit. They have Jeff Keighley.
Yeah, because that's really going to. So it's pretty much whoever the biggest Twitch person is, if he goes over or she goes over to YouTube, it's just going to be who follows who. That's
well, I think it's going to depend on the features too, because like we talked about this on the show a couple weeks ago, and the different features that people are pissed about with Twitch, and one of them being the chat, and that chat is really frustrating. So if YouTube could do that better or do some things better than Twitch, I think they're going to come out on top easily.
We met Andre Black Nerd Comedy. Have you guys heard of him? He's a really cool dude. We got to meet him the other day, and he had an interesting theory, because when you go to his channel, people that stream, there's that subscribe button on YouTube Gaming, and if you click that, you subscribe to their actual YouTube channel. So gamers are getting a lot more subscriptions now with YouTube Gaming and the streaming capabilities, and people love their YouTube dollars. So I just think YouTube and partnered with Google is just going to be too powerful. Mm. Good question.
Yeah.
So powerful.
What's up?
All right, so I kind of have two questions. My first one is, what do you think about Konami's sort of betrayal of gamers? How it's sort of going and saying, we don't want to do games anymore. We want to do mobile gaming.
I wouldn't say it's a betrayal. I mean, it's more like a just
bad business decision.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Bad
business decision. Yeah, I mean,
they basically like, just burned all their bridges and just said, you know.
See, yeah, well, yes.
I mean, they gave out the playable teaser for, you know, the new Silent Hills game. Yeah. Hideo Kojima, Guillermo del Toro. And then it basically deterred Guillermo del Toro from ever wanting to even interact with video games again.
So whatever crazy reason they think that this is a better business model than the one they were currently on.
I guess they don't like money.
They had somebody come in with some type of hard data and tell them, hey, you got to make the pachinko machine or whatever, and you'll make a lot of money. So that's basically where they're going, where they think money is. Now, as a gamer, you're going to be like, no, that's not where the money is. You know, I'm going to pay you $60 for the next, you know, Silent Hill.
Next but Metal Gear.
It's all up to that company. I wouldn't hold it against them, because if they need money, they'll sell those titles, and then somebody else is going to make them, and it's just going to be like, you're going to get that title one way or the other. So it's not gonna. They're not dead. They're just sleeping right now.
Yeah. And my second one was just, what do you think about No Man's Sky? Do you think it's overambitious? Because like they say it's gonna, almost unlimited amount of planets. Do you think like most of the planets are just gonna be filled with like clones of other things? And you know.
Do you want me to take this one?
No Man's Sky is interesting because when it first came out, there was that disaster video game award where. Joel McHale?
Yeah.
Oh, the VGA?
Yeah, the
VGA.
It was a complete disaster. And then the one shining moment was this one little nerdy guy from, like, the UK. He was like, oh, I have a game for you guys, and it's called No Man's Sky. And everyone was like, oh, my God, this is so cool. And then PlayStation, like, wrapped it all up. And our point of contention is that I am okay with the fact that you'll probably never see your friends in it. He thinks it's complete garbage because he wants to band together with a group and traverse together.
I mean, in what sci-fi storyline are you kind of just the loner forever?
Metroid.
Samus Aran has the little Metroid that follows her around.
But the entire point of the game is solitude.
You still have, there's at least one other person. So, I don't know. If it's going to be Minecraft by myself for the longest... just planet-sized mining?
That's basically my biggest fear, is just like that it's going to be too ambitious for its own good, and it's just because there's so many planets, it's going to be too little variety in between, like, you know, all the different planets.
I enjoy the idea of playing No Man's Sky and knowing that somewhere out in the universe, Aaron is trying to find me.
That's weird.
And one day, we're going to find each other. I'm just going to be in my spaceship listening to Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time, looking for this guy.
But you won't ever find. I mean, that's what he said. The developer said you'll never find other people.
Oh, I will find you.
Whatever. Next question.
Time after time.
That was a good one. Next question.
All right. So I've got sort of a two-parter here. Going back to weird video games, there was this quote-unquote unreleased game from Sega called the Sonic Dreams Collection. I don't know if any of you heard that.
I think that
fully out-weirds Hateful Boyfriend personally. I don't know. Have any of you heard of that?
I've never heard of the Sonic Dreams.
I've never heard of
that
either.
No.
You should definitely check it out.
Is that with, like, knights or whatever?
It's basically a bunch of movie collections where you play as these different Sonic characters in their very weird scenarios, and the last one is the weirdest of them all.
Can you tell us? I don't care about this game. Weird. Spoil it.
The second question is, did I miss something?
No, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
All right. The second question is, do you think that with the overabundance of AAA titles and independent titles that the middle ground has been eliminated? Because in the early 2000s, titles on the PS1 and GameCube, I noticed there were a lot of smaller budget middle ground titles, and we don't seem to see that anymore.
Well, because there's only like three companies that make AAA games, it feels like, anymore, because they're all subsidiaries of a bigger one. What are some good middle ground legitimate companies right now? Deep Silver?
No, didn't they just get bought?
Yeah, they just got bought. So there may need no middle ground. There may just be...
Anybody, can they think of a good middle ground developer? Or is this guy just 100% right? Did he nail it?
I think he nailed it.
Yeah, why is that, though?
Who? Platinum Games?
Platinum, yeah.
I don't know. That's a like big major franchise, though.
I thought they were like a branch of like Capcom or something.
No, that was Deep Silver.
Damn, no, you nailed it, dude.
So, yeah, there's the rich and there's the poor, and that's what that
no,
is.
No middle yeah. class no more.
Thank you for killing a lot of people's dreams.
Kobe.
So, I have a question about the Soul series, like Bloodborne, Dark Souls, Demon Souls.
They're terrible.
Really?
Go ahead. Continue.
He's like, no way. You
continue, though.
I've never heard that opinion before.
So, I have just a question of where you think the series is going, because... For my opinion, is that it's just little additions for each game. For Bloodborne, they just added guns and quicker movement from the other Souls series. Dark Souls are adding one new mechanic, the sword stance ability. I mean, I love the game to death, just like how I used to love Call of Duty, but it was just the same thing over and over and over again.
So they're Maddenizing it.
So when they come out with it year after year after year, you're going to keep getting little and, you know.
Yeah,
I saw a video with Bloodborne where somebody beat it with nothing but voice commands.
No way.
Yeah, really? And he was just like, move left, and his character would move left. So if it's that predictable after a while, because it used to be one of those games that's just like so frustrating, you know, the series was like, oh, man, I'd die over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But if it's now becoming so predictable, then it's kind of like there's no way to go but... They may have plateaued, put it that way.
Mm, okay.
So if the next one, you know, Dark Blood Souls or something comes out after this one, then I wouldn't rush to the store and go buy it. I would wait a little while and then, you know.
I think they kind of found their niche and they got their people that are going to keep coming back.
Yeah.
Mm. And so they're just like, we don't need to try too much harder. Let's just give them an extra little thing to nibble on for a little bit. Because like you said, you used to like Call of Duty.
Yeah. Because
they probably did the same thing to you. You were like, oh, this game's awesome. Then they're like, oh, one new perk.
And then think about it. Even though I just told you what to, you know, what you should do, you're probably still going to buy the next one when it comes out. Exactly. So then as long as you keep buying it, they're going to keep putting out little.
They already got you.
Yeah. Vote with your dollars, as we like to say on our podcast. If you don't like it, just don't buy it. And then if enough of us don't buy it, they'll either A, do stuff to make it better and make you want to buy it, or just die.
Or C, make a pachinko game.
Right? Make a pachinko game. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yeah, you are.
You are now.
What is up?
This better not be a League of Legends question.
Huh?
This better not be a League of Legends question.
No, it's not. So we don't really know much about the new Kingdom Hearts game, but they added, like, guns, like, the gun mechanic to it. I just want to know if you think that it's, like, if it's positive or negative, because Kingdom Hearts for me has always been like, oh, it's like the combination of Disney characters with Final Fantasy, and it's just like a fun, like not really like makes you think or like game that you really work for that like frustrates you, but it's more like just a game like that's like a fun pastime. But now that they're adding this element to it, I just want to know if that's like. You think it's kind of they're running out of ideas for it, or if they like only bringing like because before they were saying with two, they're like, oh, this is like what's left to do, and then they're making another one, but it doesn't seem like they've added much more so far.
What you got, Steven?
I mean, it's kind of difficult to come up with new ideas fresh after. I mean, how long has it been since?
A long time.
It's been a while, yeah.
a long time.
So I'm pretty sure they didn't go right into production of this third one. It took some time. But my guess for the whole gun situation is they're probably going to add that as like a different type of weapon you can use. Because I think it's still keyblades.
That's very good, Steven. Yes, a gun is a different kind of
weapon. So they're probably just like, you may not need to use it. It may not be a component that you have to use. It's probably just there extra.
I think it worked in the Fable series. I remember when Fable was like, yeah, we're adding guns. I was like, oh, I don't know. It doesn't really fit. But... It works in a way of like changing up what you know and love, because Fable was awesome because you're like, oh, it's back in the day of swords, and then you see them adding these primitive guns. So you're like, oh, this is the future. It establishes that in this world, things are improving gradually, And a lot of time, like Steven says, has passed from the last one, so it's reasonable to believe that people in that universe would have crafted some sort of projectile weaponry.
They have magic, no gunpowders.
Yeah.
Well, there's probably everybody in that universe use magic?
Yes.
Yeah, everybody?
It's Disney.
It's a lot of magic.
Disney is magic.
Disney, yeah.
They built their whole thing over magic.
Exactly.
But it's probably a world that you'll go to where they'll use guns.
Star Wars.
Probably. Yeah, probably Star Wars. Now that Disney owns
it. Well, it was weird because like when they showed it in the trailer, they were like in like an open field area, and like the Keyblade just randomly turned into these dual wielding guns that just shot everything.
It's with like stars. Just like a magic.
It was with stars, magic, but
it's gonna be hard to believe.
I just thought it was kind of ridiculous that they added that.
Disney's gonna run the world in like 2 years. So just
Disney and
by next Kingdom Hearts, they're gonna have tanks and nukes and all this stuff.
So this is like you're saying this is like their warning that they're gonna take over the world with gigantic magic tanks that shoot fire stars.
Shoot you right in the heart. That's it. Okay. Right in the heart. Kill your childhood.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. From you guys went to E3.
Yes.
What games are you most excited about?
Let's see. Fallout. Some of them already came out already.
Fallout 4.
I've learned from my first E3 not to get that excited about games because some of them are still been like 3 years since they've come out. So, and then other ones, they already came out and then they disappointed me. One of them that looks really good is the Rainbow Six.
Siege.
So yeah, Rainbow Six Siege is going to be really good. What is it? Blops? What are we calling it?
Black Ops?
Yeah, but that one's already in alpha, beta? Beta.
It's in gamma.
That one is actually kind of got me reinterested in Call of Duty. So between those two shooters, No Man's Sky, another one. There's
Fallout
not
4.
Too much. Fallout 4, Fallout, of Fallout course. 4.
It's the only game.
That's
really.
The big one.
It's the only game. Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, somebody might have already asked this, but what is your all-time favorite MMORPG?
Oh, nobody did ask that.
Nobody did ask that.
All-time favorite. Do you play MMORPGs?
Trials.
Oh, wow. That's a tough one.
MMO.
I did. I played, actually, that's right. If I had to choose one, the Star Wars Old Republic was really good. Yeah.
If I had to choose one, because I guess the only one that I actually had a max level, do we really count Phantasy Star as an MMO, though? Would you count Phantasy Star Online as an MMO?
Number two?
I wouldn't count that, so I'm going to say DC Universe Online.
Oh, that was a good one, too. Yeah. Webb, you ever play any MMO? Did your wife let you pay monthly for video games?
I don't let myself pay monthly for video games.
Smart, smart.
That's good.
Yeah, no. 30. It's 30 now. Yeah.
Guild Wars was fun. I liked Guild Wars 1, but it was kind of broken for us because this guy over here, the sound guy, and I decided, hey, let's try crack. MMORPGs, anyways. And so we got an account. We're like, which one's free? Because we're broke high school kids. We get on it. He chooses a girl character. I'm like, dude, why are you going to play a girl? Oh, you sissy. And then the first thing, 10 minutes in, someone's like, here, have a bunch of gold. Here, here's an axe. Here, you want this? And then me and him just ran through the game so easy.
I found
easy.
It really funny because I played Star Wars Galaxies a really long time ago and I had a really hard time proving that I was a girl.
Yeah, because yeah. I wouldn't believe anybody online what they are.
If the sound guy was a girl, he'd be such a whore. He was dancing for gold.
Shameless.
He was a private dancer.
Steven, right, you got one?
I'd probably say DC. That's probably the most I spent time on. Besides WoW, and I kicked that habit.
Good, he's recovering. Good job.
Yeah, shut up.
It's relapse.
Right. What do we got, like? All right, yeah, we got time for the last three here.
I was going to ask, have you heard of the game Evolve? I think.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Got to play that at E3, yeah.
Which one?
Evolve, remember?
Oh, when we did that?
It was the game that came and then went.
Yeah. It was cool. We played that one works. With guys from Escapist, I think it was.
We played with the guys from Kotaku.
Oh, was the dude from Kotaku?
Yeah, the guy from Kotaku.
He thought he was so badass being from Kotaku. Sorry, go ahead.
I was going to ask, there are a lot of theories that the monsters on Sheer are actually man-made. Would you
Oh, well, I think the lore and everything like that?
Yeah.
So I was going to say, didn't a guy make the game?
Was there a story
so
it's like to that
it all
game?
Man-made.
Not really. They kind of just left it for the players to find out. Like, oh, here you go. There's an Australian dude.
Yeah, I never heard any of the theories behind any lore on the game, so I'm not quite sure about that. I thought it was just run in there blindly and kill monsters. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, you just woke up one day and monsters like populated the planet.
You think that's air you're breathing?
It reminds me of that theory, you know, Tetris. All the blocks, did you know they were all aliens? From a
No, I didn't.
Wow.
I didn't.
I don't know. Do you think that would make the game more interesting? Cause
if they were man-made?
Did you want a story?
Would it make you like the game better?
Yeah.
I mean, the fact that I don't know what's happening makes me want to play the game more so I can find out. Like, if they release it so I can find out. But, yeah, it would.
But you'll never find out, right? Is there no story or cutscenes?
No.
I'll make a story for you.
There's drop scenes, right?
Thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
I mean, but they're not really too explanatory. I mean, you find out one guy's wife dies and that don't play poker with a robot. Other than that, not really too much you find out about anything.
I guess the world may never know.
Give him a prize.
I'm back.
You sound so enthusiastic about it, too.
Yeah. What was the game that you were, like, super excited for, and everyone hyped it up, and then when it came out, you were extremely, extremely disappointed in?
Can I take this one?
Yeah, go ahead.
So a long time ago, back in 360 days,
here we go.
There was a game called Brink.
Damn it.
Oh.
Now, before this game came out, we were all excited because they had ideas that were just amazing. Like, oh, you can peek out and shoot. And
parkour.
Parkour was like, it's never been heard of. It's been heard of. But and then the game came out. First thing I did that morning before I went to go pick it up was I checked the reviews, and I saw that they were all bad. And then I was like, what happened? And I was reading the reviews, and they just ripped it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to pass. Years later, because I was working at a certain game store that steals your heart, I was working at a certain game store, and I was allowed to check out the game. And I checked it out, and the game was just, the mechanics were bad. AI was just dumb. So it's
like, it was pretty bad.
You're shooting, and they're like running in circles. Like, what the hell? Yeah, the objectives, it was just a really terrible game. Good ideas, bad execution.
Destiny. The game tricked me into thinking, like, okay, I went to E3, and it was one of the times I learned a very valuable lesson being press guy. You go there, I was a huge fan of Halo 2. They put me getting shown how to play the game from a guy who helped develop Halo 2. And so I'm like a fan. I'm like, oh, dude, this is so cool. I love this game. And then we get on the, what do they call the Sparrow? We get on the Sparrow. I'm like, oh, so it behaves just like a ghost. He goes, no, this is not a ghost. This is a Sparrow. I'm like, okay, that's interesting. I fire a gun. I'm like, oh, my God, this acts just like the shotgun. No, this is not a shotgun. This is a blast gun. And I should have known, because when I got the game, I spent months trying to convince everyone else that it was cool. And then finally it hit me. What am I doing with my life? This game is terrible.
Yeah, I got to a point to where the only reason I was playing it is because I was too lazy to get up and put a new disc in my console. And so I just kept, right, I'll just play Destiny.
Yeah, I was very hyped on that one. Oh, and Too Human. Cool. That was a good one, too.
Yeah.
Too Human was disappointing.
Because it took them 20 years to make the game.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping that was good. Watch Dogs, another good one.
All right, so you're our last question. This has to be very, very good.
Pressure's
on. Blowing everybody away.
I think it looks like skinny, good-looking David Webb.
I'm not skinny, though. How do you guys feel about pre-orders, and do you think they're the reason that AAA titles are being not as good, because with the amount of pre-orders, they don't need to actually release a complete game, so they've already made their quota and money from pre-orders. So do you think pre-orders is the reason AAA titles are getting worse?
How much money do they make off the pre-orders as opposed to the game store? Are they really cashing in on this?
But I wonder if it's so much the money that they're making or they're seeing the interest in it. They don't have to worry about, is the game going to sell? They see, clearly it's going to sell because look how many we've already ordered.
Yeah.
Let's just put it out.
Because, like, before when pre-orders weren't as big, we didn't see these issues with, like, bugs and glitches as much in big name, big budget titles as we do now.
I don't think it's the pre-orders that's causing all of that. I think that's the, oh, we can patch it later type of deal. Like, yeah. Now that the internet is, yeah, the internet is up, it's like, oh, we can make our deadline, and it's all right that there's this giant glitch. We can always patch it later. And then it never gets patched, yeah.
I can't stand the, like, hey, if you go to GameStop, you get Ryu with a beard. If you go to Best Buy, you get Chun Li with less clothes on.
With a beard.
With a beard. So they make you choose all these things, and it's like, you can buy them all later anyways, because we know that that's how these things are, but we do it anyways.
6 months later, you can buy a DLC that has everything.
Yeah. You just gotta, I mean, nobody's gonna really do it, but.
Mortal Kombat.
Buy into all that type
of stuff.
You
pre-order? You pre-order the games that are like going to be hard to get, like the Japanese RPGs.
Yes, all those.
That you'll never find once it goes.
Don't pre-order Madden. Don't pre-order Call of Duty, because there's going to be hundreds of copies already.
Guaranteed to have it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, that's kind of the way, because I think all of us but Webb sold our souls to a certain game store. And
yeah, we all worked there. Years.
Years. And then they tell you, like, you got to ask everyone for a pre-order. Like, why are we going to pre-order a game that we're going to have 50 million copies of and never get rid of? So, but when someone did come in asking about a more rare game that's hard to get, then you're like, dude, you should pre-order this.
FIFA was the biggest one.
But like, FIFA, not so much anymore.
Because America.
Like, well, now, yeah. But when we worked there.
Rugby's the new FIFA. Like, that's. They. That, so many people would ask for it. Nobody would pre-order it. And then the game would come out and it'd be like.
70 people.
$40. Come in, and it's like, oh, that's 2004's version. What?
Yeah.
Pre-order the games that you know you're not going to find. That's AAA titles. Wait.
Tony Romo, everybody.
There you go.
All right, guys. I think that is about it for Video Game Bang. We want to appreciate everybody who showed up. If you guys want to... Huh?
Said you want to appreciate everybody.
I want to appreciate all of you guys.
One at a time.
One at a time.
Stay seated, file. He's going to handshake.
You're all going to get appreciated so hard.
We're going to appreciate
all of you. Thank you. Oh, thank you.
Said not you, sir. You're getting a lap dance.
No, thank you. Thank you.
We do this twice a week, not here, but...
we just show up here. No one else is here.
Yeah.
Break in.
But we definitely do a podcast on nerdreactor.com. We have cards, too, if you guys want to check us out week in, week out. We talk about everything from video games to movies...
TV
to
shows.
Comic books, TV shows.
We talk romance.
Romance. We just started that. And, yeah, that's it.
Twitch.tv/videogame_bang tonight at 6 o'clock. No, 7 o'clock. We're doing interviews with some special guests, and then we're unveiling our brand new Sacramento studio. We've been building this studio. It's our 100th episode. We spent thousands of dollars we don't have to build this awesome studio, and we're going to unveil it tonight. So if you guys are Twitchers, we'd appreciate that. Otherwise, enjoy the rest of Sac Anime.
And if you want to see our social media, we have cards up front.
We have cards.
So if you guys want to get one,
we don't get paid to do this stuff, people. We just do it because we love you.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Stand up and take a